foul against CPS.
And that was on Aaron Smith.
Is Smith's second foul of the night in the first team of the second half for CPS.
And that's what you don't want to do when your player is to compound one mistake with another.
Here comes Caseville, number 23, Falkenberg, back up to 35. Filling in for the three, and it's good. Cuts the deficit down to seven. It's a 7-0 run for Caseville in the second half, and now it's a steal from CPS. Caseville in transition, another three coming from Fillion. He hits another. Back-to-back threes for Fillion, and a full timeout is called by CPS. It's 30-26, a four-point game on the WLEW Sports Network. CPS 30, Caseville 26.
The year 1964. Big news from Moore Motor Sales. A numbered 50th anniversary special edition Ford Mustang has arrived in Carroll. Commemorating the introduction of the Mustang in 1964, only 1,964 of these commemorative GT Fastbacks will ever be built. If you need to own this prize collector car, Moore Motor Sales has the only one available in the entire area. And when it's gone, it may be impossible to find another one. See it today, only at Moore Motor Sales at the West end of Carroll on M81.
Caseville comes out in a 7-0 run to start this second half, and all of a sudden it's a four-point game. CPS's 14-point lead, 10-0 run.
What's the line? Boom goes the dynamite?
Something like that. It's all of a sudden a four-point game, 30-26. Caseville, a 10-0 run. CPS gets it across the timeline. Caseville coming out in a trap defense right at midcourt. Nugent dribbles to the left wing, right down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble, goes to work, puts it up. This one rims in and out, and it's finally back in. Two for 2 points. Nugent's first points of the night. It's back to a six-point lead.
That was a much-needed basket for the Tigers.
Calms them down greatly. Over the left wing to Fillion. He's the hot hand. Instead, this time a three for number 23, Falkenberg, and he hits the three. A three-point game, 32-29. 5:14 left in the third. Nugent over to Cooney, to the right wing, down to Smith, and Caseville gets about a finger on it. And then Zephyr got a finger on it, and then Smith goes in for the save, and he actually tipped it out of bounds.
It was ready to go out of bounds.
Second turnover for CPS of the second half. Over to Kazefka, right wing, nearly stolen, drives into the lane, kicks it over to wide open for the layup, goes up for the shot. Would be Red Wants, and he gets fouled, and he'll be going line for two shots. It'll be the second team foul on CPS. Fouls against number 23, Aaron Smith, and that is his third personal foul for CPS, second team foul. At the line, shooting two is Carter Red Wants, the senior for Caseville.
For Aaron Smith, that was a very unfortunate series of events.
The lefty's first free throw up and no good. It remains a three-point game, 32-29, but he's got a second free throw coming. To start this game, we had quick three lead changes, but then it was all CPS jumping out to a 14-point lead, which they took into halftime. The second free throw is good, and we're back down to a two-point game, 32-20. CPS hanging on to a two-point lead. It was 30-16 at halftime. Caseville has hit 14 points to CPS's two in the third quarter, and we're not even halfway through the third. Smith at the left wing breaks the press. Over to the right wing to Hooper. Hooper dribbles into the elbow, out to Nugent for three, top of the key. He hits it.
That's a I can do better than you can kind of shot.
Nugent with all 5 points for CPS in this quarter, out to a five-point lead. 35-30 over Caseville. The Eagles not giving up, though. Over to the right wing. Dribbles into the lane. This one's no good. Rebound CPS.
Looks like CPS has weathered the storm a little bit.
Nugent in the right corner to Hooper, right wing, dribbling. And now they get it back to Nugent. He goes right back to the right corner, and his screen, a double team coming in the corner, and it's stolen by Caseville. The third turnover for CPS in this third quarter to Caseville's none.
Caseville needs points here.
3:47 left in the third. Top of the key, Caseville drives into the lane. Red Wands goes to work. This one's off the mark and rebound by a blue jersey. CPS in transition. Over to the right wing. Cooney for three, yes.
There's a five-point swing right there.
Cooney with 10 points. It's back out to an eight-point lead for the Tigers of CPS. Over to Kazefka, right wing extended. Top of the key to Redwatts. Skyler Fillion now for three from the left wing. This one's in and out halfway down. No good. Rebound, Casefield number 25 takes the 16-footer belt, and it's picked up by CPS. Cooney drives into the lane, goes to work, and he is double-teamed from defense, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. Fouls against Casefield's number 15, Redwans, his second foul. And the first team foul for Casefield in the second half. We've played 5 minutes. We're at the three-minute mark of the third. At the line, shooting two, Cooney. First free throw, in and out, no good. Three substitutions coming in for Casefield. Simmons, Gertzenberger, and number 13, Denhoff. Sitting down, Kazefka, Falkenberg, and number 25, Belts.
With 3 minutes to go, those guys just returning to the bench. They did their job.
Cooney, second free throw is good. It's 39-30, CPS by nine. Simmons, cross midcourt, and he loses it and gets it back somehow. Over to number 45, Gerstenberger, bumps down to the key to number 35, Fillion, and it's stolen by CPS, and in transition we have a whistle. It's a foul against Casefield.
Cole Simmons, I think.
Indeed it is, number 31 in the books with his second foul. Team second for Casefield. CPS gets it on the far sideline. Just past midcourt into Nugent. Nugent to the free throw line, picks up his dribble. Now Cooney has it in the left wing. Drives down to the baseline, wide open, but he can't hang on to it, and it flies right out of bounds. The fourth turnover for CPS in the third, 13th of the night.
I don't think he understood just how open he was.
Simmons over to number 35, Fillion. Breaks the press, drives in for the layup, and this one's no good. Rebound, Cooney. In transition, Cooney at the free throw line, over to Hooper on the fading jump shot, no good. Rebound, still loose. We have a held ball, and this can be possession arrow, CPS. Tigers get the ball underneath their own hoop, left side of the radio. This third quarter has been quite lively. It was 30-16, CPS by 14 at the half. Casefield brought it back within three, in fact, 2 points. Now it's back out to 9, 39-30, as the inbounds was tipped out of bounds by Casefield, and we'll have it now on the far sideline right in the corner.
Now that's a tough place to draw up an out-of-bounds play, I'll tell you.
Cooney feeds it right into number 23 for CPS, Smith, and he draws the foul. It'll be the third team against Casefield. And it goes against number 15, Redwans, so that's his third. The only foul trouble for Casefield with three. Redwans with 2:12 left in the third. At the line, Smith shooting two. The lefty's first one is up and good. Smith with seven. Substitution for Casefield number 25, Isaac Belts, replaces Carter Redwans. He'll sit down with three fouls. 10-point game, 40-30, Tigers over the Eagles. Lefty taking his time. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebound, Nugent. Goes to work inside. No good. Rebound still loose. And it's picked up by CPS. Number 24 hits the jump shot. Justin Ritchie. He has three. It's back out to 12 points. Simmons. A little bit of a press coming here from CPS in midcourt. Driving down to the lane, number 13 goes to the basket. He loses it. Denhoff, still picked up by Casefield, kicks it out to the corner for the three from Belts. This one's no good. CPS in transition, and Hooper can't make this one work, and it's picked up by Casefield.
Hooper's going to have to fade away on that layup because that's his favorite shot.
He didn't know what to do there. Number 45, Gerstenberger, drives in the lane, and it's stripped away by Cooney. The second turnover for Casefield in this quarter. 12-point game, 42-30. CPS on top over Casefield. Minute 15 left in the third quarter. Nugent over to Cooney, back up to Nugent. Over to left wing to Hooper, and now we have a whistle against Casefield.